from the start, we seemed to be up there and seemed to be getting everything right. Everything worked very well. You know, car was going perfect and conditions sort of suited us. It was slippy from the start. The first four stages were slippy and it seemed to work in our favour. And from that, we just went on and never really looked back after that.
Did you expect to be in the fight at the front heading into the weekend, Brian?
I would like to have been in the mix. I would like to have thought I would have been in the mix before it. I was in, you know, in the top three there, and I how, you know, on the two-wheel drive. But I didn't really expect that new R5 car to be stuck in the middle of us, and I didn't realise until Saturday evening that it was there. So we had a upper game on Sunday morning again, you know, to try and stay ahead of it. But thankfully, it worked out good for us.
6.3 seconds, the difference in the end. That's not a wild lot in rallying terms, is it, Brian?
It's not after 14 stages, you know, at the same time in the distance, and particularly in West Cork whenever you're racing a Cork man for first place. But we got a good distance in the second last stage ahead, and he got a bit back on us in the last stage, but we had enough of a cushion there to allow that.
And I suppose it's always a big thing to win a national event on a round of a tarmac championship, but you and Damien have been waiting quite a while now for this together.
That's exactly right. The only time that I won before was in 2007 in Galway, which was soon be 9 years ago now, I suppose. And it's a great achievement to get it, you know, and it's a great mix of the two-wheel drive men there with Aidan Hillington, Wesley Patterson, and Johnny Baird, and Frank Kelly. You know, we had a great crack on Saturday all day, and it was just unfortunate to lose Wesley and Johnny on Saturday with their electrical problem there, but we still had good fun with Aidan and Frank yesterday during the day. The whole thing worked out very well for us too, to be fair.
Yeah, and a great weekend as chairman of the Donegal Motor Club, Brian, to see such success for Donegal competitors, because obviously there was yourself and Damien, John Boner in the mix there, Toomey Gittigan's Kyle and Dale, and also in the international event, Donegal winning a third West Cork in a row, which is some achievement. So overall, a fantastic weekend for Donegal competitors.
Absolutely, Oisin was fantastic. There's no doubt yesterday evening there at the finish ramp, and to be fair, we're well respected, you know, in Cork, and they're good to us. They travel up to us every year too, so there's no doubt it was definitely one of the better moments for Donegal Motor Club and for representation in Cork yesterday.
And finally, just I suppose you're hoping that the wait won't be as long now for the next victory for yourself and Damien Bryan.
Well, that's for sure. We'll have to keep trying it, I don't know, but it's the same. You hear it down there at the event in Cork. They're all down there practicing around the country, but they really want to be in Donegal to win, and that's where the pinnacle is, and everybody in the country wants to be there too, which is great, you know, for us. So we're looking forward to that too, Oisin.
Yeah, and I suppose the prep work hasn't gone too bad so far.
Not too bad at all, thank God. The right remedies there now, if we can keep at it, hey.